They work.
Arr, matey.
While you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Latest reporting on the NBA offseason comes by way of ESPN.com. Story up right now, Woj, Windhorst, Ramona Shelburne, the best writers over there, the best reporters over there. They're reporting today that Kawhi Leonard has, there's mounting pressure. Mounting pressure from where? I think if you read it, you can guess that it's LeBron James. Mounting pressure on the Lakers to go after Kawhi and land him quickly. And that there's four other teams, the Celtics, Cavaliers, 76ers, and Clippers, who have made offers to the Spurs for Leonard. And this story makes it seem like the worst offer came from the Lakers, and they need to make their offer a lot better. A lot of different sourcing, I'm sure, is involved in a story like this, as they piece it all together. The big part for us here is that the Celtics are officially, they officially want in on Kawhi. They're going after it.
Yeah, that's news. That's news because a lot of people want them to stand pat and continue to build and see what you got with what you had. Danny's job, and this is a team that went far into the playoffs last year and turned over probably 80% of the roster. You went back to the Eastern Conference Finals.
So this is the big part of it. And, you know, is this about LeBron James putting a timeline on the Lakers? Probably. He's got to decide by Friday what he's going to do.
Yeah.
And he's probably telling the Lakers, hey, get this done or else I'm not going because, as this story points out, Paul George leaving and going to the Lakers is now not a sure bet. That's not a sure thing. He could be staying put. And LeBron's going to stay put, too. Meanwhile, there's more, you know, outlets trying to get in on the reporting. TMZ and TMZ Sports. Their source indicating that LeBron's son, it's not a done deal to that school in LA, yet, but very likely. What kind of report is that? Not confirmed.
The TMZ report?
Not confirmed. But likely.
I mean, it's what's LeBron's deadline? Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Where he's got to indicate what he's doing?
Yes.
So, and you got Magic speaking, you know, the last couple of days to where, you know, if I can't get this done in the next 2 years, I'm stepping down. You know, they don't have to come to me and ask me or fire me. I will step down. Which tells you he should be close on something. Who knows? Maybe he wants to play a little more zone, a little less man.
Magic also said don't put it on the first summer.
Yeah, so
give
what's
me two
that
summers.
Mean? So that, but that would indicate that's Kawhi next year, right?
Somebody next year.
Or Jordan. Yeah. He's still 2 years away. Maybe LeBron will be hesitant to do it.
But the story says LeBron doesn't want to be the first one to commit.
See?
He wants other guys to go there first, and then he's the last guy to commit.
Oh, the king comes last. You want to be last one to the party? You want to be last one to the party when it's your team? Oh, get everybody there and then have him come rolling in on a big chariot.
Who do you think's dropping more info on Twitter? If I give you one guess,
sources are telling me.
Yeah,
my
there
cats,
it is.
My cat 16
seconds ago.
Leg.
James Stewart. I am James Stewart on Twitter. I feel good in saying the last offer that was made by the Celtics to the Spurs for Leonard didn't have Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, or Kyrie Irving in it.
Didn't say anything about Al Horford.
He did.
Or Gordon
funny?
Hayward.
That funny.
Or Gordon Hayward.
I think we're still in a window where teams only have to get to $13.1 million in money to get Leonard.
Gordon Hayward can't be part of that. You can't do that to free agents that would potentially want to come to Boston. This guy chose to come here. You recruited him. He came here. He got hurt. You can't do that. You can't pull the rug on Hayward. Mm-mm.
Do the Spurs have what's
what does that mean? Rozier and Marcus Morris?
Oh, thanks.
And picks?
Thanks a lot. It is scary, Terry, though, in his t-shirts.
Well, him dropping the 13.1 leads you to believe that the guys that are higher than that aren't going to be involved.
Morris.
Well, no, because I'm looking at the roster in San Antonio. There might be money they want to shed.
They're in decent shape. And I also don't understand why it only has to be $13 million. I'm going to have to inquire on that front. Why is that?
That's what he makes this year, correct? Before the league year flips?
No, he's at 18.8.
Hmm.
That's why I'm sort of curious.
Maybe he made a mistake tweeting that number. Maybe the draft pick's worth a certain amount of money.
Maybe he's doing that on purpose, and we have to look into that for some reason. No, Kawhi Leonard's salary is going forward this coming year. It's just over $20 million for the 2018-19 season. 617-779-0985. But this question remains, do you want the Celtics to land him? And I think a big part of that, how you answer that question, really is about who you give up. You can say, sure, yeah, I want to get him, but I don't want to give up anything of value. if it's
a premier exciting player.
I just don't want to be giving up the young guys for 1 year at Kawhi. I'm going to take this call because all the other bad calls that we had today were about the things we were talking about.
Right.
Peter in Charlestown wants to talk about the World Cup. I want to allow it. I want to be open to all topics, including this one, even though I have zero interest in it. But I'll listen. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah. I work in Charlestown. I dabble in football coaching. And
what football?
These parents Pop Warner.
Okay, good, real football.
And yeah.
Good.
And these parents come to me. They say, "Oh, my kid might get a concussion." But there's more concussions in soccer. Am I wrong?
No, there's a lot of concussions in soccer.
I don't know which one has more. Do you have any evidence?
Soccer has more.
Well,
more concussions. What, than
according to who?
Parents of science. Pop Warner people?
According to science. What? Yeah, who's science? Where did you hear or read this?
I think it's common knowledge.
Okay.
So what's your point?
It's just that people are paying a lot of attention to this World Cup, and then their football is losing out.
Who are they losing out to?
Well, I really feel
football. Have you seen the NFL ratings this week?
Football is losing out, man.
The NFL ratings this week are taking a hit.
I'm gonna help Peter.
You wanted to take it.
I am. Because you know what? I think there is a good point in here. You just got to kind of think about it for a second. Soccer, this is true. Soccer does not face even a quarter of the same criticism that football gets for concussions when they are dealing with a high number of concussions in their sport. They don't face even close to the same level of scrutiny. Globally, they don't. But I can tell you, domestically, right here, I get what he's saying. There are parents who say, I don't want my kid to play football. No way. But they don't even give the same thought to soccer, and their kids are playing soccer.
Most people in this country don't even consider it a top five sport.
But that's not. But here's the problem in that logic. That's not a pro football argument. Hey, you guys get a lot of concussions too. Oh, okay. Well, I'll think twice. Now I won't let my kid play that sport either. No, it's not like, oh, damn you, soccer, stealing everyone from football. I don't think that's true.
Because
the same people that would say my kid is not playing football because there's concussions, if they were aware of the heightened, you know, danger of concussions in soccer, my guess is if they were better educated, they'd say the same thing about that sport.
Yeah.
My kid's not playing that either.
I have three kids. None of them play
through.
Soccer. Congratulations. But here's the thing. A lot more kids play soccer than play football. So, especially from the ages of like 3 until 13. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you're going to have a lot of concussions because the kids at that ages, in very, very small numbers comparatively, are playing football as opposed to soccer.
Jim's got numbers. What do you got from last year's study? I know that this has been studied.
Yeah, USA Today high school sports section here has the story. It says girls soccer has 24%. Oh, wait, hang on.
Is it per capita? They do it. They weight it per capita.
So girls soccer now is tied with boys football in concussion rate.
Right,
it's
not
more than three
numbers.
Times higher than boys' soccer. So I guess if you combine the two soccers together, that's where they come up with that higher rate than football.
So
but girls' soccer and football are on the same rate.
Same per capita number of concussions. Girls' soccer and tackle football.
And the boys' soccer
See
is
that?
Much lower.
Peter in Charlestown did have a point.
Yeah, and basketball has more injuries than all of them, according to one study.
Injuries or concussions?
Just injuries, period.
Well, that's not what we're talking about. All right.
If you just want to talk about concussions, then you have to talk about...
How many people are actually playing the sports,
if you're including men and women in the study, or girls and boys in the study. And no one is saying that soccer is a completely safe sport, but football's getting... It's hurting football. Well, is it? You just can't count.
Football's hurting football. It hasn't caught up to soccer yet. Soccer should be hurting soccer. If that's your argument, though, that doesn't mean that your sport's any safer or that the criticism that it deserves or scrutiny it deserves isn't warranted what it's getting.
Part of the study, 24% of all football injuries are traumatic brain injuries. 27% of girls' soccer injuries are traumatic brain injuries.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good for either sport. 617-779-0985. That's the one World Cup call we'll take today. I think we got a limit, one per day here on the show, and we've just hit our limit.
Yeah, I'm good with that one.
By the way, updated T-shirt numbers. There are 15 total shirts left at shop.985thesportshub.com, 8 large and 7 extra large. And once those shirts are gone, say bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Can they be replaced by robots?
Robots?
Doubtful.
I think it's silly. So I can perfect 95 the Sports Hub.
Here on Zolak and Bertrand. Let's go back to your calls on the Kawhi story. Joe is in the car. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, boys?
John.
You hear me?
Yo. No.
Yeah, go.
All right, yeah. So I don't want to trade Jalen for 1 year of Kawhi. I think I would trade Horford and Terry for 1 year of Kawhi.
Sure.
I don't think it's not worth it if he's not going to commit.
You're not going to get him to commit. I mean, bottom line.
Yeah.
He made a trade for Kyrie and get him to commit. I mean,
I'm with you, Joe.
That's what it is.
I agree with Joe. Mark in Andover, what do you think? Mark?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, I think that we shouldn't even trade for Kawhi at all. We barely play the Spurs. I mean, he's made it clear he wants to go to the Lakers, so... It makes no sense to break up our young core and our great team.
Shouldn't chase LeBron. Player. He wants to go to L.A. Is that or Kawhi?
Yes.
It's the best day of callers we've ever
had. It's a very good day of calls.
Steven Medford?
Steve, top that one.
Go ahead.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I was just, this guy before stole my thunder a little bit. I don't want Kawhi to come here.
He did? That guy stole your thunder?
That's the guy you want to say,
oh, you know what?
You sound like Bird from
the
morning
of all the guys
show.
To follow and say, that guy stole my thunder, that is not a good start to your call.
All I was going to say was, I don't want Kawhi coming for 1 year and have him pouting all year just because he's going to be here knowing that he's going to L.A. And then, obviously, the other day you guys were talking about Tavares trying to get him here, right? And your Canadian accent was just a little bit off, okay? I'm from Edmonton, Alberta, and what you're going to do is you're going to offer him, you say, listen, we'll get you a 2-4 of Kokanee, right? And we'll go down, and we'll get liquored up. That's what you got to tell him. And he'll come.
You sound like you're from Medford. You don't sound like you're from
Medford. Yeah, you don't sound like you're from Alberta. I don't buy it.
Born and raised in Edmonton, Alberta, grew up with Wayne Gretzky, everything.
No, he grew up with Wayne Gretzky. I'm hanging up, Artie. I should have hung up when you told me to.
I'm not doing my calls today.
Keep going.
Darnell in Quincy. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey. What's up, G?
I just saw on Twitter, I forget the person who it was from, but I saw that Kyrie would possibly be included in the deal. And if that's the case, I'm all set on it. Because I actually think you have a chance at keeping Kyrie in Boston. But Kawhi, I don't think he would re-sign here. So I don't really see the point of adding Kyrie in the deal.
Okay. Years and money add up. Situations add up.
There's a fake tweet. Flip. I found it. It's a fake tweet.
Okay.
It's a fake Bleacher Report account.
There you go.
There's a fake tweet. I just found it. It's from a couple of days ago, saying that it tried to cite Shams at Yahoo as being reporting that the Spurs and Celtics are engaged in active trade discussions centered around Kawhi and Kyrie. It's a fake account.
There's also a tweet that's being retweeted that's not fake, but it's from 2014 saying LeBron's going back to Cleveland.
Right.
LeBron.
PFT right. Commenter was one of them that retweeted it, and then Burt Breer retweeted his retweet of it.
My man. Let's go to Ken and Lowell. Ken.
Perfect. Hey, Zoe. Hey, Beetle. Hey, Ken. How you guys doing?
Really good.
Hi, Ken.
I wanted to talk to you guys about the World Cup. And
where you been?
Well, I was up at my buddy's up in Lee, New Hampshire. It's and your signal doesn't come up all that great up there, by the way.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. I was down in New Bedford the other day, and it kind of sketchy down there. But, I mean, Lee's pretty up there. Did you get some fireworks?
No. I was working on is doing some landscaping. It's right across the lake from Epping, the racetrack there.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
But anyway, I want to talk about the World Cup. You guys were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
And I've been dying to get this off my chest.
Please, get it off.
Every time a World Cup is held in a European country, it's won by a European country. I mean, the playing field is so tilted, it's ridiculous. That's why I'm not interested in it. I mean, look, there's 32 teams in the World Cup, right? 14 of them come from European countries.
So the odds of one of those teams winning in games that are played in Europe, I would think, would be pretty good compared to other countries or continents.
We're heading down to Ocala, Florida.
Oh, man. It's Friday. Normally, he only calls on a Friday. What's today? Wednesday? Today's Wednesday, right? Yeah, Wednesday.
How many teams from Europe are traditionally in the World Cup? A ton?
Hey, Zoe.
Hi. Would you say by sheer numbers, hey, the number of European teams versus the rest of the world?
Hi. How far do you want to go back?
I don't even
pick a decade or a number.
I don't want to go back at all.
No, we're going to. Now we're doing it.
The fact
now
I just
want you to answer the question.
94 Brazil.
How many really good European teams?
In 94, Brazil won, and that was at the Rose Bowl. In 98, France won, and that was held in France. Okay.
Hey,
2002, Brazil won. That was in Japan. 2006, Italy won. And that was held in Berlin.
They're from Europe.
Germany. No!
Germany, Europe.
2010, Spain won, and that was in South Africa. And then last year, Germany won, that was held in Brazil. So I don't know what the pattern is he's referring to. It did happen, I mean, to his credit, it did happen, once, going back to 94.
I pulled up the 98.5 The Sports Hub coverage map, too, just in case he was wondering, and that is outside of the area when you go, you know, into another state.
Oh, Jesus.
So, no, we do not guarantee that you go to, like, Portland, Maine to get the Sports Hub. I'm sorry.
No!
Oh, man.
I'm fed up with it.
Josh and Webster. Josh!
Every time a European
what's up, guys?
Team wins soccer.
What's up, Josh?
I was just curious if you guys thought like someone like Horford would be untradeable because he's like a Brad Stevens guy, and if that would like affect the trade at all.
No!
Oh, Jesus.
Josh, to answer your question, I would not put him in the untradeable category. Oh, I like him, but I don't think the team would put him in the untradeable category either.
Come on.
I don't think they would.
Oh, man.
Rob in the car. Rob.
Is this like the lightning round?
We got a lot of calls. We just keep thinking.
It's like caller's delight.
Okay, Rob wasn't ready to go. Ryan's in Peabody.
Hey, Ryan, welcome to the Hell Hour.
Not ready to go. Tommy in the car. Tommy.
Hi, Tom.
Beatles, though. Hardy, how's it going?
Good. How you doing, Tom? I see you doing. Thanks for calling.
Guys, I got two takes quickly. I thought of a Bruins one first off. Do you think with regards to signing Tavares, you know, obviously we're talking about moving cap, you have to trade Krejci. Do you think the signing of Grizzlick basically means that Torrey Krug's on the way out because he's one of the few guys that's not so expensive you can actually get something for him?
Could be.
I think Torrey Krug has to have come up in trade talks this offseason.
Right.
He's a guy teams would want.
Yeah. Yeah, you could actually maybe get something in return.
Right. And the other thing regarding the Celtics, I'm thinking Greg Popovich, you know, when he drafted Kawhi Leonard, Kawhi wasn't a lottery pick. Do you think there's a chance, and I know it's a slim chance, but a chance that Popovich might covet someone like the missing man that the Celtics drafted in the first round? Maybe there's some interest there, or do you think there's any way that that's possible?
Who,
Thanks,
Williams?
Guys. Have a good one.
You think they want him?
I don't think he covets anything more than keeping Kawhi Leonard. That's what he covets the most. Anything short of that is going to be a distant second. He's not really thinking about it.
It's really amazing it got to this point with Leonard. Who just checks out?
Kawhi Leonard.
Got us some balls to go after him, though.
Hardy has Danny's our headlines.
I got a great John Daly story.
And there's a John Daly story in there. Your calls on the pursuit of Tavares for the Bruins. We touched on that today. Also, David Price's comments. The latest story from ESPN on Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard has obviously asked for a trade. He wants to go to L.A., but the Lakers apparently don't have the best offer on the table. The Celtics are one of four other teams that have put an offer out. We're talking about all this with you. Today's takeaways at 1:50.
Oh, Jesus.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox and Angels go again tonight. Sox took game one last night of the series 9-1. David Price was on the mound for six innings, allowing just that one run. Rick Porcello gets his turn tonight. Jackie Bradley Jr., 3-for-4 on the night with a double, a home run, 4 RBI all told, and J.D. Martinez hit his 24th home run of the season. As Beetle just said, Bruins met with John Tavares in L.A. yesterday as the free agent center still decides on where he's going to end up. Four World Cup matches today. Germany, the defending champs, are out. They lost to South Korea 2-0. Sweden beat Mexico 3-0. Mexico will still advance, though. Coming up at 2 o'clock, Serbia takes on Brazil. Switzerland plays Costa Rica. And John Daly says he's not going to play in a tournament ever again run by the USGA after they denied his request for use of a golf cart during the U.S. Senior Open. He injured his knee. How, you ask? He injured his knee involving an accident with his RV, which was hit by a car in a Hooters parking lot that was parked in Augusta, Georgia, last April during the Masters. Even though Daly was not playing, he still shows up during Masters week, drives his RV around, was signing some autographs, and leapt out of the way of a car plowing toward his RV at the Hooters parking lot. That's how he hurt his knee. No, it was Hooters, Ken. Headlines are brought to you by AdCare Hospital. If you or a loved one is struggling with alcohol or drug use, help is just around the corner. Call AdCare at 1-800-ALCOHOL. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
If you think Zolak is hard to contain on air,
balls everywhere,
you should work in the same building with him.
Did Zol leave?
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Six 617-779-0985. It's Zolak and Bertrand. We're down to single digits on the t-shirts. Shop.985thesportshub.com. Just in the other room. So the staff assembling, getting ready to mail out hundreds of both Zolak and Bertrand and Toucher and Rich t-shirts that have been sold. There are just stacks of boxes of t-shirts that must be distributed to the masses. And they work quick. So we're down to single digits. Large and extra large available right now. They're gonna be gone. They'll be gone by the end of the day. If not sooner.
We move merch.
We sure do. We're good at that. Shop.985thesportshub.com.
Wait till we start designing them. Aha.
Couple of fresh designs in there.
Yeah, like these.
Yes. No. No. Huh? No.
Oh, dude,
you're not
going to
make
go
a D's nut shirt.
What are you talking about? I'm going, Jim, would that sell in like 10 minutes?
It makes sense, too.
Yeah.
Of course it does. Of course it makes sense. Steve's in the car. What makes sense to you on Kawhi, Steve?
The only way that that deal makes sense to me, especially since he's not guaranteed to re-sign with us, is the Horford Terry Rozier package. You've got definitely five first-round picks in the next 3 years, maybe six if it falls our way. So if you put maybe three of those on the table with those guys, that's got to be enough to get them. I don't think anybody's going to offer much more than that for Kawhi, and it's definitely going to make our team better. Plus, it gives you the chance to shed Al Horford's $30-something million contract, which is ridiculous.
Yes.
And also, I think that that Kyrie would rather play with Leonard and all of those swing guards, and I think it would just help him stay as well.
I mean, that starts to make sense, too, when you start trying to match money up. You know, and everybody thinks, well, it may be Kyrie, or maybe it's Gordon Hayward, or maybe it's the picks. It's Rozier and Marcus Smart. Not Marcus Smart, but Marcus Morris. And package them all together with a pick. Nobody mentions Horford's name. Yeah, you know, I mean, but how many of these expiring-type contracts do you really want? Guys towards the end of their career? Who wants to take on Al Horford and his $30 million? I know that's part of the NBA game, and that's what teams do, and they help each other throughout the cap, and they make that work. But, damn, that's, you know, Kawhi Leonard for that? I don't know. Now, what is Horford? What is he there? Does he play four or does he play five? Is he a center?
No.
I'd be shocked if Horford's part of this. I would. Because you'd want to think, if they're giving up that guy, you got to have something on the other end. Not to say Horford's not something, but he's like the step in the process, you know? Al Horford isn't a centerpiece. These other guys like Kyrie Irving and Kawhi Leonard, those are centerpieces. Even Gordon Hayward's not a centerpiece. He's a great player, but he's not a centerpiece. He's like the two. You need three. He's your two. Kyrie would be your one. Kawhi would be a one. You know? What's Horford? He's the three. Yeah, I'd be thrilled if he was part of it. I just don't think that would be.
Phil is in Raynham. Hey, Phil.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, how are you?
What's up?
I know it goes back a little, but I've been on hold, and I wanted to talk about the concussions.
Sure.
And so you might be able to speak on this, but wouldn't it make sense if the NFL wanted to show they were serious about concussions that they would just say, if you knock a guy out with a concussion, you're out for as long as he's out plus one. So if you knock a guy out for the rest of the game, you're out for the rest of the game, and then you get a one-game suspension.
It's hard to police that unless it's a targeting head, you know, spearing-type call. Where you got a guy that's leading and launching with his head and ducking it and knocking a guy out. I mean, guy could get a concussion underneath a pile. Who are you going to prove?
We've all seen those hits, though, and they happened as late as last year. Where we've had a couple guys, look at the hit with Gronk.
I think it's as easy as this. Start to pattern it around the way the college game does it. You target, you launch, it's an ejection.
Throw you out of the game on the spot.
Lose your money for the game for that week.
Well, you're not losing your money
or
for
whatever.
That week.
I mean, but
you're out of the game. You're going to hurt your team
right
in the course of play.
Yep. Like that poor guy that got laid out on Green Bay, a Chicago player, right? Or the Green Bay kid got hit by the Chicago player,
Devontae Adams.
Yes, thank you. Motionless, they're sitting there, you know, celebrate. Deject his ass right there. Boom, gone. You're out. That's what it comes to. The only way you're going to stop this is to take money out of their wallets. Hurt the team, hurt them.
I mean, they're already doing that, though. They're already suspending players, and they're fining players, and that hurts your team, and that hurts you in the wallet. But I think if you get ejected on the spot, there's something that I feel is going to get more attention.
Poor Cincinnati Bengals.
And by the way, it's not ideal. Right. It's not ideal because of everything you just said.
Right.
How do you know? I mean, there are guys who, in the course of a guy coming up to make a tackle, the offensive player puts the head down. And that's why you're starting to see rule changes on this front.
I've been part of games where you're backing up Bledsoe, and he had this problem where he would get hit in the head a certain way, and he would lose his periff to one side or the other. And all of a sudden, things got fuzzy, and it got scared on the sideline. And you can't really pinpoint where it came from. Could have been any of the 8 to 10 hits he took during the game, but that's part of like concussion-based stuff. How are you going to police that? How are you going to prove that? Guys get hurt all the time. Under piles. Doesn't have to necessarily be out in open space where you're laying a guy out.
Offensive lineman, defensive lineman. They get concussions all the time.
The Conley kid that returned a kick on a punt. I mean, on a kickoff, a lineman that played for the Patriots. He got concussed all the time. He got knocked out on that play, I think. Didn't he, Jim, that guard scooped up that ball and ended up returning it? I think he concussed himself on that damn play, an easy tackle.
Let's go to, Tyler, who's in New Hampshire.
Tyler.
Hi, Tyler. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Go ahead.
I got two takes on the World Cup, one about this year, one about 2026.
Ooh, I don't know about this. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
This year, I would just like to say that multiple European teams won playoffs to get into this year's World Cup, and that the previous two World Cups have not been in Europe and been won and played two European teams in the finals.
Hardy covered that. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in 2026, it expands to 48 teams.
Oh, that's exciting.
Those spots are getting equally distributed across the continent, so it won't be as European heavy. Thanks, guys.
Okay, right. Tyler. That last point is worthwhile.
That was good information.
I was not aware of that. More teams, more equally distributed means the U.S. will be in it more often.
There's one thing that I think is pretty cool.
I'm more of an interest in maybe tuning in.
The games in Russia where they're anchoring this Fox coverage from, the little desk set, it's right in front of Red Square. In the Orthodox Church, and it's a pretty cool little setting there. And people walking around and that. It's neat. It's the best part of World Cup for me.
Yeah, lovely country.
Yeah.
You just hate soccer.
I don't hate soccer.
Yeah.
I don't really.
My kids don't play it.
They did.
Yeah, but they play other sports that you don't like either.
Yeah, I don't dig basketball or lacrosse.
Today was annoying, though, specifically watching the soccer, watching. It was Sweden and Mexico.
They were getting hit every play.
Sweden
laid out. Oh,
Sweden
my
won.
God.
Sweden won 3-0. Right. It was the end of the game, and it's 3-0. And the Mexico fans start going crazy, throwing stuff on the field, jumping around because Korea scored a goal against Germany, which meant they were going to advance. So their team's down 3-0 on the field, and after the end of the game, both teams are jumping up and down cheering. They just lost 3-0.
Yeah. Soccer.
Good
but
sport.
They advanced.
Good
soccer.
Sport. Jim, what was that? That was 3-0, Jim.
Soccer.
Get your facts correct. Not 3-0. 3-0.
Nil? Nil.
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 Nil and Bob.
Nil.
Nil and Bob.
Hey, Zell, we've got 13 minutes before the show ends. We might sell out before then.
Yeah, we'll sell out.
The extra larges are now gone.
Why don't you buy one?
We have large.
They're Panama
size
red.
Large is the only size left, and it's single digits left. We're almost out of stock.
The only shirt the people who fit that one was Colin.
We move merchandise.
Jim went fit. Tom went fit. Colin would. Yeah, Tom would squeeze into it. He likes tight shirts.
Today's takeaways are coming your way right after this.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Weird calls today, guys. Really weird calls.
Yeah, I would say so.
Thought a unique one. Sometimes you get, you'll get the beep, 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 the seatbelt, indicator during a call, or you get somebody yelling in the background, or police sirens. One of our callers today had a blinker, and he was turning one way or the other, and we need to figure out which way he was turning.
Left or right? Maybe right.
Maybe he wasn't.
Maybe he was.
Yeah.
Maybe he had the flash.
I think he's just banking that. If he can get him to Boston, show him a winning culture, show him what the Celtics are all about, new facility, everything that they have to offer, that he might be able to persuade him to stay long term.
Is he going left or right? I'm going to say
well,
it's
you
left.
Well, you keep saying there's different sounds
there
for left and
sounds.
Right.
Yeah.
Is this true?
I used to be in one of my old cars. It'd
okay,
be quicker.
One of your old cars maybe, but...
Left would be quicker, right would be more delayed. Like ding,
does
ding,
anybody
ding,
know
ding,
this ding. To be a fact? Different sounds, different rhythms for left turn versus right turn?
Oh, Camaro.
No, I think they're the same sound. I've never experienced different sounds for that.
It's a squeaky sound.
Tom makes a good point. When your blinker's out, when the light's out, it goes faster.
That's it. That was probably it.
Does that even happen anymore, though?
I don't know.
I don't know. Let's go knock someone's tail light out. He's trying to Joe Cortez's
car. On new vehicles. I mean, I can't.
There's a red Acura sitting outside. Let's go whack that thing.
Granted, Hardy, when's the last time you had a blinker on a newer vehicle go haywire like that?
I don't think I've had to replace a taillight or a headlight in 5 years.
Bridesmaids, the cop. Kept pulling her over because she didn't get her
right. She was driving like a 1980s car.
Right. Like
an Irish 88
Tercel.
I can tell you that you know, in my 1995 Mercury Sable, that would happen back in the day.
What about the Jeep that got stolen?
No, I don't think so.
You never found that sucker, huh? Is that thing green? Is it green? Oh.
Would you like me to go next?
Sure.
All right. This is only from a little while ago, but he's one of our favorites, Ken and Lowell.
Okay, guys.
Let's go to Ken and Lowell. Ken.
Perfect. Hey, Zoe. Hey, Beetle. Hey, Ken. How you guys doing?
Really good.
Hi, Ken.
I wanted to talk to you guys about the World Cup.
Where you been?
I was up at my buddy's up in Lee, New Hampshire. It's and your signal doesn't come up all that great up there, by the way.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. I was down in New Bedford the other day, and it's kind of sketchy down there. But, I mean, Lee's pretty up there. Did you get some fireworks?
No. I was working on this, doing some landscaping. It's right across the lake from Epping, the racetrack there.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
But anyway, I want to talk about the World Cup. You guys were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
And I've been dying to get this off my chest.
Please, get it off.
Every time a World Cup is held in a European country, it's won by a European country. I mean, the playing field is so tilted. It's ridiculous. That's why I'm not interested in it. I mean, look, there's 32 teams in the World Cup, right? 14 of them come from European countries.
Russia, not technically Europe. It's connected, but isn't that Asia?
He's my favorite caller now.
I believe Russia is Asia.
He's my favorite caller.
Yeah. He really is.
A lot of information when he calls.
Jim makes a good point. He does a lot of landscaping, but it's all out of state.
Well, it's worldly travel. I mean, he's a world traveler.
Right, he's up in New Hampshire. He's down in Ocala, Florida.
Ocala, Florida. Landscaping gigs.
Yeah.
I got a few yards of mulch. Needed me to spread, so I drove up to Vermont to help him.
I'm your handyman. He's a handy guy.
Yeah. So thank you.
Think he does painting outside, like outside trim?
I don't know. Give him a call.
Replace some boards from a woodpecker.
Ken's one of our favorites, too, because he doesn't call every day.
Yeah.
He'll call like...
kind of out of the blue.
Maybe 2-3 times a week, and then we won't hear from him for a month. You know?
You know what's sneaky about his calls, too? They're always around some sort of a racetrack.
Oh, yeah. There's always a pony involved.
Never know when you want to put something down on a dog.
There's always a dog or a pony involved when you're talking to Ken and Lowell. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's his complaint about the World Cup. How about this? A call today about, was Hanley hiding out in the Dominican? Did he go to the Dominican to get away? And I'm like, well, I don't think you can escape to the Dominican. You can get, that's close, and there's, you know, you can get extradited from
diplomatic
the country.
Diplomatic immunity.
We have since confirmed that, by the way. They changed this rule 20 years ago in the Dominican as it relates to crimes.
Are you talking about Gabriella's call?
Yeah, this is the call from earlier today. Here it is. Gabriella is in Wellesley.
Hey! So I heard you guys talking about Hanley Ramirez, and I just wanted to say that you can't extradite somebody from the DR for drug charges.
Oh!
You can do it for bigamy, for shipwrecking, and piracy.
Wait,
you know a lot about this.
So you can't chase a criminal in the DR?
So you can, but only for certain crimes.
Wow!
How do you know so much about this?
How do you know this?
It's right on Google.
Oh, wow, there you go.
So she had no real knowledge of it.
So
but
I figured that was important info.
Thanks for doing your homework on that.
Yeah, wow. No.
Thank you for listening. Shaughnessy parked right up.
Yeah. Not accurate info at all. Not even a little bit.
We'd
like, do a Google. You'll find 12 indictments where they extradited like drug dealers.
So I figured that was important info.
Important, yes, but inaccurate. Part of the problem. Yes, definitely important. Well, did we sell out, so? You checking for us?
Nah.
The shipwrecking is a legitimate concern, though. I mean, there's a lot of times somebody will wreck someone else's boat and immediately will flee to the Dominican Republic because of the extradition. Aha! You can be extradited for shipwrecking. Also piracy.
Bigamy for shipwrecking and piracy?
And bigamy, yes.
You brought an igloo cooler in.
Oh, Maz brought a bunch of frozen shrimp in again, and we're not allowed to even look at it.
I love those rubber frozen shrimp.
That you'll put in a cup of hot water or a microwave. That makes it totally appetizing, doesn't it?
It don't smell fishy at all.
Yeah.
Well, nothing coming out of that microwave smells funny either.
No. Microwave. Cleanest fridge and cleanest microwave ever.
I'm not going to miss that kitchen.
You will. We had a lot of good memories in there, so a lot of good memories.
Looking forward to day one at the other
messing
place.
With people in the kitchen. That always seemed to be the epicenter of Zoe screwing with people.
I'm videoing my entrance to the new building when I walk in. Videoing it.
They will, too, yeah. On security cameras.
Get ready, people.
Bye. Felger Mass next. So then, never mind. He did not die because of exposure.
So he's the only worker in a stadium? So makes no sense.
So he just, I don't know, died.